This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Riz, with the Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a very special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. Plus, let's not forget about all the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now with this brand new schedule, and we're looking forward to this. We've got Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright, United States Army, and he will be with us not only for today, if you will, but he'll also be with us on Thursday. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll have the Colonel. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of bookending the former hump day right there. But, it's March 1st. It is a Tuesday. That's new. Our hopes and aspirations today is that the Western free world is finally got its gift of courage from the wizard and is now coming into March like a lion, and that maybe, just maybe with a little bit of hopes, and we don't want to be over-romanticized, over-dramatized this, that maybe, just maybe, we can make some economic and diplomatic headway, and the Russians may be more sheeply here on the 1st of March. But I don't want us to get ahead of ourselves, no. Either our hopes or whatever, but there are some hopeful things out there in the darkness, and there's also a lot of cautions that we need to be careful about, and Americans and your listeners need to show a little restraint in their exuberance and being too quick to make a call or judgment on some things in Ukraine, because it's early. It's early yet.
Mm-hmm. How about if we say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the
United States
of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice, for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I'm going to take a caller real quick. Caller, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for the Colonel?
Good morning. My name is Yana. I'm from Belarus.
Oh, yes. And hello. And I've been looking forward to hearing from you. Now, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel on the line. So go ahead. You're from Belarus, but you have relatives in Ukraine, correct?
Yes, that's true. And I would like to share my thoughts about the situation in Ukraine and
sure.
in Belarus. This war reminds me of World War II, partly because Putin has attacked Ukraine at 4 a.m., exactly the same time when Hitler attacked Soviet Union in 1941. And this war is very hard to understand for our Slavic nations of Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia. Our country are not only neighbors, but also share culture and history. And my family lives in Belarus. I have relatives and friends in Russia also and Ukraine. And many Russians have friends and relatives in Ukraine. And we all speak the same language. And how this strategy could happen in today's world, this is hard to understand. And Russian army is attacking Ukraine all over the country. And they use tanks, bombs, rockets, weapons in many Ukrainian cities and villages. And they attack people's home, daycares. People are dead. Kids are dead. It's terrible. And people must hide in basements and subways, and mother gives birth to children there.
Listen, I need to ask you a question. How can we help the people out over there? What can we do?
So I have a friend, if someone wants help, there is my local friend's donation website. It calls fatherscharity.org. Fatherscharity.org. Mm-hmm. So I know this is my friend and there's their website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm coming up on a hard break. I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you so very much for calling in and for telling us that, and we are going to try to help you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you take care. Colonel, what do you think?
That was interesting. It was telling me to get somebody from Belarus because I'd be curious at what kind of backlash she has faced from people around her being from Belarus, because Belarus, of course, has been a launching pad for what this has. But one of the things, curious things she noted is that, the Russian attack has seemed kind of indiscriminate. There are Russians and Russian speakings and people that were otherwise generally loyal and have been since the breakaway independence of Ukraine from Russia and the former Soviet Union. That would have otherwise been friendly, and I'm kind of curious about how that will play, and if that's just a short-term thing, or if maybe Vladimir has misplayed it.
All right, well, hold that thought, Colonel. We're coming right back. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. It's a great day in the neighborhood, a busy day in the neighborhood, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff, and he'll probably be at lunch today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa. Hope to see you there, 11:30 to 1:30. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends Dave Moss Jr. and the crew over at Moss Nissan. And they got several locations to serve you and a new one coming. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up the East Coast, up into New England, up into upstate New York, over in Ohio, up into Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and Minnesota, and even a guy that drove all the way over here from Phoenix, Arizona, to buy a car for his daughter, who was going to the University of Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and don't forget, they've got locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and a brand-new location being built in Brooksville, Florida, right there just west of the parkway up there. So keep in mind, we'll let you know when that's open, because I'll be there for the grand opening. Now, cars, trucks, you got it. Several hundred brand-new ones and used ones to look at. And don't forget, if you don't know this already, I don't know why, but your trade-in, if it's in good condition, is commanding a great resale price. So you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. You might get as much as 35 to 37% above whatever the book price is on that vehicle because of what's going on right now with inflation. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, Newport Richey, the flagship store, is only 40 minutes north of Tampa, and you can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase up there. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, whatever it takes. Back to retired U.S. Army, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And again, thank you very much, Colonel, for being on the show. And this is going to be fun. I can't wait. Your new hours are going to be, you're going to love this. Go ahead, Colonel.
Hey, Captain, yeah, one thing I thought of when you were doing your pay the bills break right there, when you launched off and you talked about lunch and lunch with the captain, I thought, you know, in addition to having my morning coffee on Thursday with you, I have the opportunity when you cross the bridge and come south to have lunch with you this Thursday.
So you bet.
I look forward to spending a lot of time with the captain on Thursday.
Yes, sir, and you can be there and people can come out and meet you and shake your hand, too. That's what it's all about.
All right, yeah. True patriots, not just veterans, but those that care for, those that serve and have served the United States in uniform can get together with you for lunch, and I look forward to that as always.
Okay, well, we got to keep going here on this this Ukraine thing because I'm sitting there my field in civilian life besides being a firefighter was my wife and I ran a trucking company, and we had 9 trucks, and then we were also brokers for a couple of different companies, and what we did was we had to schedule trucks, had to schedule loads, this, that, and the other. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you got a 40-mile military convoy. Who does that? Who does? Nobody in a combat zone would ever even think about doing that.
Yeah. Well, the Russians can be forgiven a little bit because, you know, they came in with the advantage, outnumbering the Ukrainian army in every aspect by about 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Strategic errors, tactical errors, doing stupid stuff can be forgiven, and they have been forgiven for that. But nevertheless, notwithstanding the fact they have those advantages on that, but like I was telling you, I've got Russian friends of me as being a former Army tanker. When I see a backed-up convoy of supplies and military vehicles, I salivate. I say, if me and my tank company could have had just 15 minutes of field fire on that kind of outlay, because, you know, the Russians have had to adjust. It didn't go as well with them in the Ukrainian capital as they had hoped for. And they saw an opportunity to readjust some of their forces towards the second largest city right there. And because the fuel is limited for them and because they do have an advantage by facing enemy that's basically on the ground with very limited resources, they can do that, and they have to move quickly. They're moving across the fields and tactical formations, takes up a lot of gas, leads to breakdowns and all that, so they have to move quite rapidly over the roads, which is a tactical mistake, but they get away with it right there. But nevertheless, it's what they do. And it's something for to think about. But it does make us think, man, if Ukrainians probably salivating, if they only had more Stinger missiles, if they only had more javelins, if they only had more of the kind of weapons that they had, they probably could have had a field day there. But again, back to my point about we don't want to over-romanticize anything. You know, Colonel McGregor made a good point. He says, you know, we're saying that, hey, 100% of all the Ukrainians are taking arms against the Russians. Well, that's not true. Even those that are supportive of the fight against the Russian invader, most of them are not. Most of them are going to just simply hunker down or not in the business of fighting. They're in the business of providing logistics and food, stuff like that, which is all stuff that you need. So I don't want Americans to get carried away, and a lot of our talking heads, some of whom ought to know better, are over-romanticizing this and saying, hey, we got a nation that's taken up arms against the Russian invader, and that's not true. Fortunately, Russia is making some mistakes, but the more mistakes they made and the rougher it goes from them, the more likely they are to do some very egregious things like committing war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen the last of some very egregious things. Get set for that. The ugliest part of this war is yet to come. Brace ourselves.
Yeah, you're right. And the other thing is that some of these photographs are being doctored. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, quite honestly, we see that on both. But for sure. Of course, in the Russian news agency is talking on a lot of some people that there's thousands of Russians that are they're not going against Vladimir or their country. They're still patriots, but they don't want to be engaged in war.
No.
And they're doing that. But, of course, that's not a part of that, and that's not going to get out there. But it's going on. Mm-hmm. We know it. Mm-hmm. We know it quite well.
Now, the other thing is, you talk about adapt, improvise, and overcome. You've got a Ukrainian brewery which switched from brewing beer to brewing Molotov cocktails, and he's putting them out as fast as he can get them out there and giving them to the people that are doing whatever they're doing with them.
The irony, when I thought about it last night, and I didn't say anything, but Molotov cocktails, the grandson of Molotov, who was one of the leaders of the Russian Revolution that led to the Soviet Union, the Bolshevik Revolution, Molotov, the grandson has been Vladimir's primary spokesman with the West. And just like has been pointed out by Jennifer Flavin, who is the Fox News personality that has dealt with the Pentagon for two decades, she said that's not a mistake. Vladimir Putin is no different. All this talk about how Vladimir, all of a sudden, that they're watching his eyes, has he gone crazier? No, he's always been a KGB agent.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to 20 years when George W. Bush says, hey, I looked Vladimir in the eye, and I found a man I could do business with. Hey, we have been stupid and over-romanticizing the possibilities with this guy Vladimir mm-hmm. for two decades now, and we mm-hmm. forget that. And then it leads us to do a deal where we say, hey, Ukraine, we got a deal for you. You give up all your nuclear weapons, and we promise you we will protect you from any incursion from Russia, knowing full well at the time that close to a third of those in Ukraine were either Russians or Russian sympathizers.
Right.
Vladimir knew that. That was a great deal. Not quite up there with the deal that the Obama administration made with Iran with nuclear arms, but close to it. We've been stupid, and hopefully the silver lining, if we come out of this okay, in the end, is it will say, hey, it isn't what we prayed to. We made gross errors, and yeah, we didn't wish for Vladimir and Russia to invade. But a lot of the things that the West and we in the United States have done for the last two decades encouraged and led to the conditions that we have now. And we need to learn from that. The time isn't to do that now, but we better wake up and smell like coffee, or else we'll continue to repeat these mistakes, all that. And unfortunately, not just Ukrainians may pay the price, but folks in the NATO and innocents in Poland and Belarus and other parts of NATO will pay the price.
Right. Hold that thought. Your colonel's going to stick around, folks, and I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's a Tuesday morning.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin and Russian soldiers continue to bomb indiscriminately, killing everything in its path on day 6 of the invasion in Ukraine. More than 70 Ukrainian servicemen were killed by a Russian rocket attack, and dozens of civilians have died in the shelling in the past 24 hours. This as a massive Russian military convoy approached the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian authorities at the United Nations describe a text message between a mother and her dead Russian soldier son.
Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There is a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We are bombing all of the cities together, even targeting civilians. We were told they would welcome us, and they are falling under our armored vehicles, throwing themselves under the wheels and not allowing us to pass. They call us fascists. Mama, this is so hard.
The fencing around the U.S. Capitol is back up for the President's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour. Don't miss it.
All righty, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the 5 o'clock hour, you are going to hear Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of things. Just like today, we have a plethora of information here to talk about. I mean, my goodness. You couldn't wish for more stuff if you tried. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Don't forget, if you're suffering from any type of pain or you've got inflammation or swelling like I did, as I told you, my left foot decided to swell up on Saturday for some strange reason, and I took the Relief Factor. I took three instead of one that I normally take. Well, it took the three to get it down, and it went down, so that was it. And it worked for me. Got rid of the pain, got rid of the swelling. And you can get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. And if it works, it works. And all of a sudden, we're all geniuses in the game here. All right, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Sir, this is a pleasure to be able to have you in this time slot, because I'm telling you, we are sitting right here on top of a powder keg right now.
Yeah, I was thinking, Captain Ed, on a slow time, you are a ringmaster for a three-ring circus, and now we got at least five rings. It's like the Olympic five rings that you're having to deal with, and so I have the ability to do that, but hey, you got to take the world as it is, as we are right now, and there's a lot going on. So, hey, let the show go on.
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget that we have the peace talks that are going on now, too, between Ukraine and Russia. Now, I think they set that up for three meetings. They had the first meeting. I'm not sure when the second one is due. I guess in the next week or two, hopefully, they'll still be able to talk to each other. Because nobody will have one side or the other demolished, which is where we're headed right now for destruction, because I think if Putin could destroy the government and all the different remnants that he'd want to in the Ukraine, that he'd do it.
I was very surprised that this early on those peace talks even occurred. I'd love to be a fly on the wall right there. We know what we hear on the outside, but it's like everything. Even when our president goes and meets with NATO allies or European allies or anywhere, mm-hmm. We just get the press releases and all that. I'd be really curious about what's really going on. But the interesting thing is that in the midst of this yesterday, the prime minister, while this is going on, publicly says, hey, we'd like to apply and join the European Union. That in itself is pretty extraordinary for him to say that. That sends a signal right there. And I don't know if he's become that savvy and moved beyond his comedian thing. He appears to be more savvy than what he was given credit for when people almost laughed and made fun of, you know, when he first ascended to being prime minister there. So I'm hopeful that it's genuine, it's real, and that not just being the patriot, but he's a thoughtful statesman mm-hmm. and a smart guy. And that's just not bluster and wishful thinking on our part. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some weaponry here, because yesterday two things came up. Number one, Russia dropped what was called a vacuum bomb on the government building, killing 70 soldiers in Kharkiv. Now, it's also been mentioned about their chemical weapons ability. Will they use chemical weapons on the Ukrainians?
I think we should expect that. I mean, indications are, you know, have to be independently confirmed, but it certainly looks like it, that we've already had commission of war crimes here on that side. For sure. And once she's all in, it's like I said, told folks last night, Vladimir is not just in for a penny, and so he's going to go in for a pound. He's going to go in for 100 pounds. That is what he's driven by. Mm-hmm. He is the same Vladimir Putin he has always been all his life. He's the KGB. He isn't a guy that's all of a sudden had some kind of brain aneurysm and has become crazy guy. He is what he is. And quite honestly, the Russians themselves, they're not all crazy. They're looking out for Russian interests as well. And they may not be Vladimir Putin or KGB agents, but that's what they're doing. And so we need to be attentive to that. And so, yeah, I fully expect you're going to see the ugliest of things happen right now, and include war crimes. And, of course, some of the outcomes in that second most populous city is that there are civilians killed right there. There's been a lot of civilians killed already. There will be more, many, many more. And many of them will be children. I understand there's a six-year-old that was killed yesterday there as a part of that overall attack. So that's going to happen. It's going to happen some more. We in the West need to be rational and continue to think about that, use our reason. And you can't divorce emotion from this, but we can't allow that to be the guiding thing. That's what led us to miscalculate and actually create the conditions for Vladimir to be emboldened enough to do the invasion anyway, mm-hmm. was the fact that we allowed emotions and wishful thinking to override us. And we can't do that. We need to learn. We need to learn. So too mm-hmm. often we don't.
Now, we had another discussion, we had another item that was thrown out there. A little while ago, Russia talked about their super EMP bomb that they've got. And somebody was talking about, well, my God, if they use something like that, and by the way, it's a nuke, super EMP nuke. If they use that, they would just, it would be all over Europe.
Well, and what you just said, Kay, I mean, anytime you start talking about nuclear weapons, and we're talking too loosely about Vladimir was, and the French president responded in a very offhanded manner. And when you talk of nuclear weapons or these kind of weapons, you don't, but, yeah, what you just said about EMP going beyond that's where I'm hoping the strategic thinkers in the West of the United States are not getting caught up in all the media release and the talking heads, but are thinking long later, what are the conditions under which we would get involved beyond just the economics and diplomacy, but militarily? The kind of stupid stuff that's being broadcast there, like Representative Ab Hunsinger say, well, we should declare a no-fly zone. And that's a dumb thing to say, particularly for a United States Air Force officer, as he is, to say something as incredibly stupid as that, because the extension is if you declare a no-fly zone, you have declared war on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Really, America, are we ready right now to declare war on Russia? I don't mean economic war, diplomatic war. We've been at war with Russia for a long time in those spheres, but that would be a military declaration of war because it essentially says that if it flies, it dies. Russian aircraft, Russian anything, if it's in the air, we destroy it, period. And that means American or European or NATO fighter pilots doing it or people that are manning other things to do exactly that, we would be at war. Come on, let's think. Let's not let our emotions get ahead of ourselves, and let's not allow people to say stupid things like that without being called out on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also know that when you mentioned Russia, we also know that a narrow-flat plane last night tried to enter Canadian space to fly the normal shortcut across to get to the other side where they were going, somewhere over there in the Kremlin. And they were warned off and said, no, you can't come this way. They turned around, and I think they went back to Greenland or something to take on fuel and try a different route.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a silver line to it, there are a couple of them. One is that finally, hopefully not a day late and a dollar short, we've got some NATO nations, like Germany finally saying, despite the fact that Trump pushed this and he was belittled for doing it, about, hey, at least give your 2% of your GDP that you promised that you dedicate to national defense. And then, of course, the NATO countries, European and European Union, providing some levels of assistance, finally, waking up like that. But they should have known this, and it's unfortunate, but the silver lining is maybe in retrospect we'll say, hey, we should have been awake and not woke all along on this business. The other silver lining is this. Maybe, just maybe, if things go bad enough and continue to go bad enough for the Russians as they are right now, without us having to saber rattle or do anything, China will get the message that, hey, we do not want to do anything rash with regard to Taiwan. So maybe, just maybe, there'll be some good things happen out of what is yet to be a very bad and ugly war, ongoing war in Ukraine.
Well, Colonel, we made it through Tuesday. I'll see you on Thursday. We'll talk again in the morning, and then we'll see each other for lunch over at Mixon's. So you have yourself a great day, and thanks very much.
My pleasure, Captain. See you Thursday.
All righty. That's retired Lieutenant Army Colonel Kevin Wright. Military Matters. Check it out. Military Matters. Republican Liberty Caucus as well. And I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Canadian Prime Minister dictator Justin Trudeau recently dropped the oppressive declaration of the Emergency Act. Could it be a genuine change of heart or a bunch of bold capital S with a hit? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It turns out that it is a bunch of bold capital S with a hit. Trudeau dropped the Declaration of Emergency Act because the World Economic Forum leaders told them to do so. Because the Canadian people and others around the world were more quickly waking up and pushing back against government tyranny. The World Economic Forum, along with their multinational corporate overseers, reminded Trudeau that for the greater goal of complete dominance of the Canadian people and people everywhere via their treacherous Corona China virus vaccination passport registration process, they still hope to inflict upon the world, along with any possible oppressive variation of regime leader Biden's Build Back Better platform. They also hope to fulfill the mission of comprehensive digital identity and social credit tracking systems. We, the people, must fight for true liberty, or it will be lost forever. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, go to BlueRidgeCoffeeCrafters.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I got a little different thing here for you. You know, I do drink the coffee, and I got some right here. It's iced coffee. Boy. You know, all you got to do is go to his website. It's the simplest way to do this, theronedwards.com.
check out the display he's got there, the digital display for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Use the promo code RE20 to save yourself 20% on your order, and you'll be able to get the coffee 20% off. And does it get any better? I don't think so. It's good coffee, so you'll like it. Now, we live in troubled times right now. Of course, that's the understatement of the year. I'm not telling anybody anything that they don't already know. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Oil is the root of all evil when it comes to the economy. We're not going to get rid of it. We're not going to go electric. It's not going to be. And even if we did go electric, it would take years to transition because we don't have the infrastructure. And you heard that mention with somebody that talked about they were going to take a trip to Oregon from California, and they were trying to plan their route with the electric vehicle, and there were no charging stations the way they were going to go. So what do you do? Well, you pull in a motel and you charge your car for 3 days because it takes 3 days to bring it back up at 120 volt power to bring it back up at for full power. Wow. I don't think so. But anyway, that's the problem. And here's the problem with the gasoline. Crude oil today, Brent crude oil. $100.99 a barrel. They did it. They got to $100. West Texas crude, $95.72. Give that another few days, it'll probably be at $100. 1 year future forecast for oil, $110 a barrel. Gasoline at the refinery, $2.80 a gallon. Diesel at the refinery, $3.01. Now, that's without adding all the state taxes and whatnot to sell it. And keep in mind, and I had a discussion with a young man about this yesterday who had no clue what he was talking about. There are states out there, ladies and gentlemen, that charge their gas tax on a percentage rate. Not so many cents per gallon, but so much percent per the price of the gas. So if your gas is, let's just say, and this is a low number, $3 a gallon and your tax is 16%, okay, do the math. Isn't that 48 cents? So that makes it 3.48 without the dealer getting anything right off the bat. The higher the price goes, the more the tax. $4 a gallon, 16%, 64 cents. See where the money's going? And that doesn't count any of the gouge or anything else going in the middle there. It just doesn't. So keep in mind that while we are still a fossil fuel-based economy, and we will be for years to come, because we are not just going to snap our little finger like that and become electric overnight like some of these fools think they can do, or, well, we can get it done, it'll be here. No, it won't. And for anybody that wants to go out there and buy an electric car, take a look at the price. Take a look at the price. Half the people in this country cannot afford an electric car. If you think I'm exaggerating, trust me, I'm not. They are not cheap. You'd be better off buying a motorcycle if you want to try to save money and save fuel and all that. You're better off buying a motorcycle. But then again, you got to know how to ride it, because those are dangerous. Now, let me remind everybody about our buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big guys. And once they sell you and throw you out the door, that's it. They don't want to see you. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345. 921-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. One last little thing. All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number a couple more times here, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell her the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They've been around forever. Great, great, great company. Great company. All right, let's wrap things up. The U.S. trade deficit in goods soared in January to a new all-time high, beating the record high set just a month earlier. The trade deficit rose 7.1% in January to $107.6 billion from a revised $100.5 billion in December. And last year, the U.S. posted the highest ever trade deficit. The trade deficit in goods topped over $1 trillion for the first time. We are going backwards rapidly with Joe Biden. And for those of you that aren't paying attention, shame on you. By the way, keep watching. Keep watching what's going on here. It looks like as if Iran's oil flow could lower energy prices for Americans if they can get it back out on the market. They're trying to get rid of the sanctions so Iran can get their oil on the market and start selling it. And it's where they wanted it. They wanted $100 a barrel oil, and by God, they got it now. So it's what they wanted. It's what they're going to get. And hopefully we'll be able to save a little money in the process. Now, the other thing is, let's not forget Turkey. Turkey, for God's sake. They're blocking the Russian warships from going into the Black Sea using a little known article of a legal article from going way back into the military days. Article 19 of the Montreux Treaty. How about that? Way to go, Turkey. They cooked that one up, and they're going to go for it, and they're actually helping Ukraine out a little bit. But anyway, I got to go. Music's coming up. I'll see you all at Mission Barbecue today, 11:30 to 1:30 for lunch. Hope you can stop by. We have a good time there. God bless America. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.